Welcome to a tour of my home office. I'll show you exactly where I live and where I work here. Thank you very much for joining me for this. First, would you like to meet? This is my dog, Bo. Hey, Bo. Bo is a rescue lab, a flat-coated retriever, and this is Peachy, 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 Peachy. Hey, Peachy, Peachy, Peachy. This is Bo. I'm Peachy. This is the air return and the thermostat, which I'll turn up so it doesn't come on in the middle of this video. And here we go. This is where I work, right next to the bathroom. This is my bedroom and home office here. This is literally the bed right here behind me. This is my idea of having made the bed. And then here is my home office, the studio where all the magic goes down. It's going down. I'm yelling, timber! Sorry. I'm not sorry, but I said sorry because I feel like that's the right thing to say after what I just said. So, what I just sang. So here's Eeyore, and Eeyore's up here. I've got these bass traps in here. These absorb some of the echo and reverberation back in the room. I've carefully aimed the air vent so it doesn't blow constantly on me. Oh, look. Quick, take a selfie. So then you can see the setup I've got. So I have this standing. I've got these mats down here that I stand on with bare feet usually. If you'd like to buy anything in the studio I have listed, would you please use the jerrybanfield.com/resources page on my website, because then I will get a small commission off of that. If you buy, say, something for $100, I might get like $2 or something. So it's kind of like a way you can give me a little tip. Now, how do I have this set up here? First, I've got the Windows computer down here. I bought this in 2017, towards the top, but not quite at the top. It has a iCore 7 or a Core i7, and it has Windows 10 in it. I've got everything on battery backup down here. That means if the power goes out, everything stays on, including the router, all the monitors, and all the computers. I have the Windows machine, which is then connected to this main computer in the middle. Then this computer in the middle is the one I use to do most of my recording on. So most of my tutorials I do right here on this computer. Then if I do the window load up here, then you see the main window goes away, and this pulls up all my chat windows. So right here I've got the webcam while I'm recording. And then I've got the webcam on the right is used for Skype calls on the Windows computer. So the webcam that you see that's on, that one goes to the Mac Pro over here, which I'll get to in a minute. So when I'm live, I've got all these chat windows up here. I've got YouTube chat in the middle, Twitch on the left. I've got two Facebook chats on my personal profile and on my page on the right. And then on the far right, I can see new followers on Twitch. Then over here, I've got Twitter, Hitbox, and Beam Chat. And then on the left, I've got a reference window, which I put SoundCloud there by default. And then I can pull anything else I want up on the side and then pull that over into the main window. When I'm making my music videos, then what I do is open FL Studio 12 up here. Then I'm able to play around with FL Studio, and it comes up on the Mac. So what I'll do, show you the Mac and my audio setup and recording on the next step. So I don't technically record anything on my Windows computer. The Windows computer is used strictly for producing whatever I want to record. Over here then, I've got the Mac Pro back here. I've rented this. Now I've heard I could have got a much better deal just buying one secondhand. But I chose about a year ago to rent it. It's about $300 a month. It has 12 cores in it, two great graphics cards, and it can live stream on 6 or 7 websites at once, which is amazing. Then, thanks to my business partner, Thomas George, he is a music producer and sound engineer. He told me about the audio setup I'm currently using. And I have these listed on jerrybanfield.com/resources, each part. And Thomas has them on his website as well. If you want to go to jerrybanfield.com/partners, and give him the affiliate commission. I'm sure he would appreciate it. Or you can do it on the resources page on my website as well. What I've got here, this first part, is the microphone, RE20 Electro Voice, with a $50 pop filter. Thomas said this is the pop filter for it. This one goes right around. Thomas said to buy this one, so I bought this one. I've got this connected over here. This apparently is the microphone several other celebrities use. It sounds beautiful. And then I've got it connected into this preamp, 286S mic preamp and processor. Now, what this allows me to do is put production quality audio. So something you might expect out of edited, produced audio. This allows me to have that in real time. So as I talk, it fixes all the audio up. It's got the preamp to increase the volume. It's got a compressor, a de-esser, an enhancer, an expander gate, and an output. Then I put that over into my Scarlett 2i2 USB interface. This is what allows me to put this into the Mac then. This changes. I have this cable that goes in here, and it puts it out to the Mac as a USB cable. That's how I get the audio into the Mac Pro. What I've got is, and I have this listed on my website, the BenQ gaming monitor has the HDMI out. I use the HDMI out to go into my Mac Pro. And then I've got all of that into Wirecast here. And then Wirecast is about $500. It's a software that, in the lower right, the little W, it's the software I use to put all these different streams essentially together. So I've got the, over on the left, I've got the feed from the computer in here. I've got the Scarlett 2i2 in here. I've got the sound from the Windows computer. And then I can put these little banners on here in real time. I can move my head around. I can move everything around however I want. I can take myself completely out of the picture. I can turn the banners off. And the best part is on Wirecast, when I hit the record button and I record and then I hit it again, I'm done. That's all I have to do. I don't have to make any edits. I don't have to render it. I've got a ready to upload video file, and that's why I love Wirecast. If you would, please use the affiliate links on my website if you want to buy Wirecast, because I get a great commission off of that. Now, I bought Wirecast because it was exceptionally powerful, because it is on both Windows and Mac. If I decide I want to put Wirecast on my Windows computer, I merely have to switch and install it and then unactivate this one and then activate this one. That's why I love Wirecast. It's on Mac and Windows, and it has an outstanding set of features that allow me to live stream in all the other places. I just started using it because I wanted to use it, and then I found out they have an affiliate program. I get 15% if you buy Wirecast through my affiliate link. And if you do, you'd be the first, and I'd really appreciate it. That's how I use my Mac Pro setup. And then I have Thomas recommended these Sennheiser headphones. I don't even know if that's how you say it, but I've got these nice DJ headphones for my Windows computer. And then you see I've got the Mac keyboard over here. Then I've got this iMac over here. You might wonder, why do I have this also? I was thinking about giving it or selling it away, but I bought the iMac before I bought the Mac Pro. I got the iMac after I got tired of my Windows computer being so slow. I used to just record and do everything on my Windows computer. I got the iMac and it sped things up by at least 5 times. Meaning in an hour I could put out 5 times as many finished videos with the iMac, and then the Mac Pro is about the same speed for recording videos, but the iMac could only handle live streaming on 2 websites at once done and not even keep up with the frame rate. The iMac now is my rendering computer. When I render these music videos, they have to be done in very long renders in Adobe After Effects to make a nice production quality out of it. The iMac also has a Promise Pegasus hard drive down here, a very fast hard drive, and I bought Apple because of this feature, because of its Thunderbolt feature. It goes 20 gigabits per second from the iMac over here down to the hard drive. That allows me to record straight to the external hard drive instead of putting anything on the iMac, which is an absolutely outstanding feature. One of the slowest things for your recording if you're not using a Mac, or if you're using an external hard drive on a Mac, is likely to be the speed between when you are pulling from the hard drive and when you're actually rendering it on the computer. The Mac salesman told me that on the phone, and I verified that before I bought an Apple laptop, or after I bought the Apple laptop, before I bought the iMac. I verified that I could literally render and finish a video on my little Mac laptop in a fraction of the time I could finish it in the desktop. So this, all the iMac does now is render. To render a music video in Adobe After Effects, it takes about an hour for every minute. So I make, for example, a 3-minute song, it takes 3 hours to record on the iMac. The iMac handles all my rendering now. That way, this computer is always ready to go and ready to live stream. So this is my home studio setup. I very much appreciate you watching this video. I hope it's helpful for you to see exactly how my studio is set up in here. I will, one last thing you might want to see, I've got the, this is how I've got my green screen hung up. It's just a big green curtain, essentially, a big green sheet. I've got it folded over in the back right here, so this gives it extra depth. Otherwise, you can kind of see through it a little bit. So I folded it over in the back right here. So there's two different layers, and it's double folded over. So there's technically three different layers up here on the top. And then the guy in Home Depot had a very clever solution. He suggested that I just take a steel. I asked him, how do I hang this up? Because I had it before on these awkward stands, which were just really annoying. The dogs would come run in, knock the whole thing over, and then I'd have to set it back up. I'd bump into it vacuuming. I got the whole thing now. It's just on this metal rod up here. A steel, it's whatever this is, a steel cable up here. I screwed it carefully into the walls, and now it's hung up across the whole top like that. So that is a really nice feature it's got to it right there. And then I've got the green screen just right behind me. So the nice thing, I love Wirecast because, as you can see, if I pick one of these chroma keys over here, there's no, Wirecast takes out the green screen automatically. So I, as you can see, I'm clearly not, I'm on the green screen back here, but when you put it over on Wirecast, then the green screen's taken out. That was one of the big things I wanted. That's why I got Wirecast, is because it could take out that chroma key, that green screen, in real time. And it works. It's so effective. I mean, my green screen, my lighting's not perfect here. I've got just clip-on lights from Walmart because someone else told me. They said, look, you don't have to buy any fancy lights. Just get some clip-on lights from Walmart. So I just got some clip-on lights from Walmart. I even have one down here, because that helps everything be lit properly, and I've got one over here as well. So I just have clip-on lights in here. I'm looking to improve the lighting, though, because I get it puts me a little bit over white. I haven't found a way to get it done exactly right yet, but I'll keep testing it and keep getting it, working on it to get it just perfect. So this is my home studio. I've got some bass traps in the side over here, too. This helps it when I get to talking loud and my voice gets to echoing over here. I've got these bass traps on the side, and then I've got these in the windows along with a piece of cardboard. That way the room's blacked out. There's not all this variation in lighting. And that way I've got the ability to have predictable lighting. The natural light doesn't alter my setup then. It's always the same in here. And that allows there not to be so much echo on my voice. When you combine that with the bed over here, the bed also offers natural noise and echo reduction. So having this in a bedroom is actually a great advantage, because then I don't have as much natural echo in here. When you combine that with the noise processing, I get some very nice audio out now. And put that together with the ability to make videos so quickly in Wirecast, and I've got a really nice home studio setup that I'm very grateful for. I appreciate you learning about my home studio setup with me. This is one of the most requested videos for me to make, and I'm grateful to have the chance to literally just be able to walk in and out. This is how far my commute is. Well, no, really, if I just roll over in the bed, that's my commute. I love being able to work at home. I've had a business online for 5.5 years now, and I'm very grateful that this is my office. Literally, you pull up the green screen a little bit, and look, that's my bed. So, thank you for watching the home studio tour. I'll show you more about how you can look exactly at the equipment on my website.